Hi, welcome to my podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and I trust that it'll be a blessing to you. I'm Dr. John Cook, your host. We are continuing now our series on Just a Thought on the Book of Revelation. We now join in progress part two of our study on Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22. There is no questioning of the Lord's testimony concerning the condition of the Laodicean church, because he is the faithful witness. He is the true witness concerning the Laodicean church. As the witness against the Laodicean church, he tells the truth and nothing but the truth. There is no falsehood in him. There is no darkness in him. For he himself is the truth, according to John chapter 14 and verse 6. The truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. His testimony is true and without error. We would do well to remember that he knows the truth about us, about our churches, and that there is nothing that is hid from his sight concerning our lives. He looks on the inside. He sees us for what we really are. Jesus goes on to say that he is the beginning of the creation of God. Now, this creates some confusion to people, or I should say to those who desire to deny the Word of God and the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and there are many. They take this opportunity to say that Jesus is a created being. However, nothing of the sort is said in this scripture. Read what Jesus said again. He said he is the beginning of the creation of God. What this simply says is that Jesus Christ is the beginner of everything that God created. For Jesus is the creator. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4 tells us that. Listen to what it says. In the beginning was the Word. That's Jesus. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, Jesus. And without him, Jesus, was not anything made that was made. In him, Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. This scripture points out that Jesus created everything. Genesis 1 and verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created. And Jesus was in the beginning, and he is the creator. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, the scripture says, who is the image of the invisible God concerning Jesus, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. The scripture, therefore, is very plain that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. He is the mystery of godliness. He is the creator of all things. He was in the beginning, and he was the beginning. Dr. Tim LaHaye, a famous preacher in men's eyes, makes this statement. Taken in reverse, these titles selected by the Lord. He is the beginner of the creation, the faithful witness of everything, and the final authority. Jesus is the final authority. And you might want to stop and think about that he is the faithful witness of everything. All things were made by him and for him.